Reporting for 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan. The Great Falls Americans continued their winning streak last Saturday with a 5-1 win over the Bozeman Ice Dogs. After minimal action in the last 2 weeks, Coach Greg Sears was happy with the outcome.
It was a really good win for us, our best game of the season. Coming off a long break, we weren't sure what to expect, but the guys were ready to play and took it to them, so it was good to see.
With the success the Americans have had, avoiding a letdown is important.
Really, it's our first in a long road trip of the season, so it'll be new for the new guys, and it's just that back-to-work approach today and getting ready for Friday. No matter who we play, we need to be at the top of our game, and we'll see how we respond to a little bit of a road trip on Friday, and they're always tough getting off the bus and playing, but I think we'll be ready, so it should be good.
This weekend's opponent, the Yellowstone Quake, is the team that Coach Sears came to Great Falls from, and he knows not to overlook them.
Kind of going home for a weekend, and they're pretty skilled. And they got some veteran forwards, a couple guys that were young, and then I think Bantams when I was there, so I'm looking forward to seeing some familiar faces, but they'll definitely be ready for us, I know that.
Although Coach Sears is focused on today's game, he is also aware of a big matchup next weekend with the number 2 Missoula Junior, Bruins.
The Missoula series is huge. That's in 2 weeks. They played us pretty tough. I thought they were better than us most of the game. We just happened to bury some pucks there. So I'm really excited to see team stacks up against them in a 2-game series, one there, one home, and kind of go from there.
And on a positive note, Coach mentioned that the team is as healthy as it's been all year. Reporting for 560 KMWN, I'm Randy Bogdan.